Why are your projects still failing to deliver value? Are you using the right approach? Like, what's the difference between this thing they call agile, iterative, incremental, and predictive? And which one really will fit your project? Today's episode, we will unpack the characteristics of the project life cycles according to the project, agile projects, the agile practice guide. Let's jump right into it, family. All right, first item. I know you guys have been excited about agile. First, you got to get the mindset. What is the mindset? The mindset is more or less of saying, having a focus on collaboration, which is one of my favorite things to do with a team is collaborate because you're able to execute more, in my opinion, flexibility in delivering value. Unlike traditional approaches like your predictive approach, meaning or waterfall, agile adapts to changes efficiently, ensuring the end product meets the customer needs. Now, here's two actionable tips for you that you can think of. Encourage the team to embrace change rather than resist it. And number two, use tools like retrospective. Yes, retrospective is a tool, and retrospective fosters a growth mindset. What does that mean? That just simply means is after we finish the sprint, we're going to review what are some things we can improve on? What are some things that actually went? What are some things that we can continue to learn and grow from? And we're going to implement them right away. Compared to when you think of more of a predictive type approach of leading project, you think of lessons learned, a register. So that's the same thing. But the difference is here in the retrospective, you're not waiting to the end of the project to have this particular discussion. Let's move on to the next item, predictive, or sometimes what we call waterfall. This is a plan-driven approach. Now, this methodology focuses on upfront planning, where all requirements are defined. The project is executed in sequential phases, initiating, planning, execution, monitoring, controlling, and closing. This is best used for projects with clear and stable requirements and low uncertainty. You can think of this being used a lot of times in construction as far as the predictive approach in construction or manufacturing. Here's my two actionable items. Use a work breakdown structure, or what we say WBS, to divide the task and ensure clarity during each phase. And then second, you want to monitor, trust me, the progress closely to avoid any scope creep. Let's move on to our second one, iterative. Reputation for refinement. Iterative approach delivers a product through repeated cycles and iterations where the solution improves based on feedback. The project is built progressively, but it may not be released until the final iteration. Key uses for this, developing software with multiple versions that refine functionality over time. Here's my two actionable items. Focus on gathering feedback after each iteration. Second, use tools like a prototype to visualize an improved solution before the final delivery. Next item on here on the characteristics, incremental. Basically, we're just delivering in pieces. So incremental development breaks the product into small functional increments that are delivered to the customer piece by piece. Now, each increment is complete and usable, building towards the final solution. This is best used when a website needs essential pages are launched first, followed by additional features like a e-commerce functionality. Here's my two actionable tips. Prioritize feature based on business value using the backlog. Remember, one of the things we talk about, or one of the actual models, or I should say, one of the biggest things that we need to pay attention to as the principle, the 12 principles, the very first principle is about the customer. We want to provide the highest possible potential value to that potential customer. Here's my employ techniques like Moscow. This is a must have, should have, could have type delivery. All right, agile. What is agile? It's combining iterative and incremental. So agile combines incremental deliveries like small and usable parts with iterative refinement, continuous improvement, while maintaining flexibility to adapt changes. Now, teams work in time box. So when you think of that in a 2 to 4 week time box, you'll think of Scrum, more of a sprint-based type flow, delivering functionality increments and gathering feedback. Key uses, this is best suited for projects with high uncertainty, evolving requirements, as well as where customer involvement is essential, a good product or project, what you would want to look at is software development. Here's my two actionable tip: implement frameworks like Scrum, which is, like I discussed before, a sprint-based workflow, or Kanban, which is more a continuous flow, is more of a pull type approach. Here's the second item: empower teams to self-organize and prioritize the most valuable work during each particular sprint. All right, family, let's look at the key difference between each approach. So predictive, we understand, is a fixed plan, low flexibility, sequential delivery; iterative, refinement over multiple cycles, but no partial product delivery; incremental, functionality delivers in increments, but less focus on continuous refinement. And then, of course, our final, agile, is a adaptable, user-focused. Keep that in mind, family, especially if you're studying for your CAPM, your PMP, or even your ACP. This is all about user-focused, delivering work increments with continuous improvement. Now, family, we're going to go to the characteristics of the project lifecycle. If you have this book here, The Agile Practice Guide, turn with me to page 18, again, page 18, and we're going to unpack each one of these items. Again, page 18, if you're following along. So the approach is predictive. With the requirements, predictive life cycles, they have a fixed requirement. Their activities are performed once for the entire project. There's only one single delivery, and that goal for a predictive approach is managing costs. All right, next one, iterative approach. Iterative approach, basically, their requirement is dynamic, meaning it can change. Activities repeat until correct, delivery, single delivery, and the goal is correctness of solution. All right, let's move on to the next one, incremental approach. Now, again, this is dynamic, meaning it can change, and activities perform once for a given increment, and delivery is frequent, smaller deliveries, and the goal here is speed. You see, the difference between, let's unpack this real quick. So you look at iterative, and then you look at incremental. That goal is, hey, I'm going to deliver frequent, smaller deliveries because my goal is speed. I'm trying to get as fast as I can get with small, increments, usable increments. Because one of the biggest things as when you're leading projects from a predictive approach, we talk, percentages. Like, yeah, I'm about 50% done about this particular item. With this approach, or I should say this life cycle, and agile and whole, we need working software. We want these things working. We don't want it to be like, oh, we're about X. No, are you done? Yes or no? So again, incremental and iterative is about, there's two different things. Each one of them have a dynamic approach, or excuse me, dynamic requirement. However, their delivery and goal, the goal is correctness of solution, and incremental is the speed. All right, let's look at agile. Agile or life cycle is dynamic as far as the requirements. Activities is repeated until correct. Delivery is frequent, smaller deliveries. And the goal is customer value via frequent deliveries and feedback. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Reason why I wanted to do today's episode at a short amount is because I've been looking over, I see you guys really love the agile stuff, and I really want to put more of it out there. So I decided, hey, we're going to start unpacking this thing here to help people that are either taking their CAPM, their PMP, and even their ACP. And we're just going to start unpacking this. I think this is a good book that everyone should, even if you're not thinking about going after your certification, still being able to understand how this thing works. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I enjoyed delivering it to you today, and I'm grateful and thankful you gave me this opportunity. Until next time.